Good morning, members of the Commission and Secretary Hepler. If you'd please turn your attention to item number 25 in your booklets. If you're not already there, I'll walk you folks through the next several proposals. The first one up there on 25 is Trapping Prohibitions is the title of the chapter. And what we're proposing today is that we would amend an existing administrative rule. Right now, currently administrative rule, all traps, snares, and associated equipment needs to be removed from public lands and improved road right-of-ways prior to May 1st. But with the Governor Noem's new second century initiatives, there's a desire by our department to allow people to trap nest predators on public lands and improve road right-of-ways during that primary nesting season. Which would take a modification to the existing rule. And our suggestion here is to push that back to August 31. And yesterday, I believe Tom mentioned there's a state statute already that provides a provision that there's not a trapping license required during the periods from April 1st to August 31. So this would marry up real nicely with that state law, as well as allowing people to trap predators on public lands. As we all know, most of the public lands in South Dakota are all the public lands are very well managed and have very, very nice habitat, and it would certainly be advantageous to allow people to remove those predators during that time frame. The second modification there would be that we would like people to not just have equipment out on those lands, but they would need to be actively checking them. So we don't want people to try to claim their locations for the following year, but as long as people would be actively checking their equipment and using it, we would certainly find that agreeable. So with that, would be happy to answer any questions and would ask for your favorable approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Discussion. Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Commissioner Phillips. And we're targeting nest predators, correctly? Skunks, coons, possums?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there going to be something in the rule about the capture of non-target animals here and that they need to be released in May if you catch a coyote or, well, not a coyote. I guess a coyote would be legal to kill any time.
Commissioner Phillips, so to answer your question, you're correct. I mean, the season on fox and coyotes open year-round, so that wouldn't have any ramifications. But with other trapping rules and regulations already in place, they already address during any time of the year if individuals take a non-target animal what they have to do. In most cases, is if it's alive, they need to release it, contact a wildlife conservation officer. Same thing with if they do have a non-target and it's dead in the trap, they still need to contact a wildlife conservation officer, have them come out, take a look at everything. But those provisions are already in place.
So an example would probably be like a bobcat.
And that would be no different than if somebody's operating snares in November and catches a bobcat out of season. We already have those mechanisms there.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? If not, all in favor of the trapping prohibition proposal, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Passes.